Hello, my name is Robbie. Can you tell me your full name, please?
My name is Edith Fitzer.
Okay, and can you tell me where you're from, please?
I'm from Hungary.
Okay, and can I see your identification, please?
Yep, here you are.
Thank you very much. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask some questions about yourself. So, to begin with, do you work or do you study?
Oh, I work, actually, yeah.
You work, okay. What job do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Mm-hmm. What's that like?
I like it. I enjoy it. I'm a very passionate teacher, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What hours do you work?
Oh, I usually have 6 lessons a day. It's quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tough.
Okay. At what age would you like to stop working?
Ooh, that's a good question. Probably 55.
Yeah?
I'd say, yeah.
Why at that age?
I don't want to be too old and still working, you know, and I still want to do things when I retire, some interesting things, exciting things.
Right then, I'd like to move on to talk about taking photographs,
mm-hmm.
Okay. How often do you take photographs?
All the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's one of my hobbies.
All right. So what kind of things?
Not people. Because it's very difficult to take photographs of people. They always act on photographs, and I like natural things.
Okay.
So just things, nature. I love nature, or anything that I see in the street.
Okay. Why do people take photographs?
Well, I personally take photographs because I want them to remind me of a place, or a feeling, or an experience.
Okay. Do you like being in a photograph?
No, not really.
No, why not?
I always feel that I'm acting. It's just not a natural thing for me to be in photograph. Just not me.
Okay. And what's your favourite photograph?
What's my favourite? What do you mean? What is on the photograph?
No, anything you want. What's your favourite one in your collection? Or
My favourite one is actually of a couple. They are in a park, and it's a path surrounded by trees, and this couple is walking, you know, hand in hand.
Okay. Right then, I'd like to move on to talk about sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many hours a night do you sleep?
Well, I try to sleep at least 8 hours
mm-hmm.
a day or a night.
Okay. How many hours sleep a night do you think people need?
I think probably 7 hours, I would say. 6 hours is too little.
Okay. Do you ever find it difficult to fall asleep?
Usually I don't. Sometimes when I'm really stressed or I'm doing a stressful job, then yes, I do find it difficult because my mind is active.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think it's a good idea to have a short sleep during the day?
Not for me, because then I can't sleep at night.
Yeah?
I find that every time I have a nap in the afternoon, I can't sleep at night.
Okay. And other people?
But for others, it works, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Well, definitely for my parents.
Okay. Right then, now I'm going to give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. And before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say, and you can make some notes if you wish. Do you
mm-hmm.
understand?
Yep.
Okay, here's your little topic. There's some paper and a pencil.
Thank you.
Take a minute.
Okay.
Okay, right,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
You've only got 1 or 2 minutes, so don't worry if I stop you in the middle.
Okay.
Can you start talking, please?
Okay. Well, my most memorable journey was a journey in Transylvania, actually. It was something special for me because there are lots of Hungarians living there, and yet it's not part of Hungary. It was interesting to see how they keep their identity as Hungarians.
Mm-hmm.
They speak special dialects, and it was as if I was back in time somewhere, because it's not a very modern place, so they still have horses and carts and you can see people ploughing the fields, and so it was amazing for me actually to see. And they just looked so original, even their language was so original. Ours in Hungary is so sophisticated compared to that.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for about 4 days. Yeah, I heard a lot about it from others who'd been there, and I wanted to see it for myself. And I just loved it. I loved it. I found the people very friendly, very genuine. I loved the countryside, the mountains, the peace of the place and the quietness, and the rivers, and yeah, just all together. It was a fantastic experience.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to do this journey again sometime, you think?
Yes, I think so. I'd love to go back again.
Yeah, okay. Right then, I'd like to move on and ask you some more questions generally related to this subject. To begin with, I'd like to talk about changes in travelling. So first of all, what's the best way to travel around your country?
Well, our public transport is pretty good. So if you're on a low budget, then you can use the buses and the trains. The quality is not the best, so they're not all that clean. But they are reliable and they run frequently. If you have more money, then use the car, for sure.
Okay. Could you compare how people travel today with how they used to travel maybe 50 years ago?
I think a lot more people have cars now. It's just more convenient to have a car. But still, especially the older generation, they use buses and trains. I know, for example, that my father's generation, when he was young, they used to walk like 7 kilometers, 10 kilometers to get the train because there were no buses at the time, for example.
Okay. What are some of the advantages and disadvantages of being able to travel around the world so easily nowadays?
One huge advantage is that you get to know people and you see different cultures, you don't take things for granted. Disadvantage? I guess because the whole world is a bit upside down. People move from one country to the other. And I don't know if it's good or bad, but sometimes it can be difficult for people from different cultures to understand each other.
Okay. Do you think that the globalization of big business is a good thing or a bad thing for the world?
It's hard to say, really. I don't think it is a good thing. Uh-huh. I don't know why, but it's just sad to see all the little businesses closing down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that friendliness is gone, and you have these huge places, huge companies, huge supermarkets, everything is huge and impersonal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd like to move on to talk about flying. Okay. How often do you travel by plane?
Well, quite often actually, because I'm living in a different country at the moment, so mm-hmm. I go back home from time to time to visit family.
Okay. Do you think that flying is justified when you take into account how much pollution it produces?
That's a good question. Justified? Yes, I can always justify it for myself.
Uh-huh.
Because it's quick and easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you think about the pollution, yeah, it might not be the best.
Okay.
But then buses wouldn't be better either.
That's true, yeah. Could you compare travelling by plane and travelling by train?
Travelling by plane is definitely quick, but it's also very boring.
Uh-huh.
Travelling by train might take quite a long time to get from one place to the other, but you can see the countryside, you can see something. It's more enjoyable, I suppose.
Okay. How do you think we will replace flying when we run out of fossil fuels?
I have no idea.
No?
I really don't know. I'm not a great one at thinking about the future.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Edith.
You're welcome.